Welcome to the deep dive. You know, you sent us over this really fascinating transcript, vergateringsdetails.txt. And getting into it, it really feels like unpacking how we find information these days.
Absolutely. That discussion you shared, it really hits on a major shift happening right now.
Yeah.
You know, how we navigate the digital world. It's this comparison between, well, traditional search engines we all know.
Right. Google, Bing.
Exactly. And then this rise of AI chatbots and assistants, they're becoming much more prominent.
For sure. And reading through the experiences in there, people in online marketing, their own habits changing. It highlights this big question, doesn't it?
Which is?
Are those traditional search engines, the ones we've relied on for, what, decades?
Yeah.
Are they hitting their peak?
And is AI going to be the main way we find stuff out?
Exactly. That's kind of the mission for this deep dive, right?
Yeah.
Getting to the bottom of that based on what was in that transcript.
And it's interesting because the transcript shows, well, a real range of views.
Definitely not everyone agreeing.
Not at all. Some people are clearly jumping in using these AI tools daily.
While others...
Others are still sticking mostly to the old ways, you know, using Google for almost everything. It really shows we're in a transition.
Yeah, a moment of change, which is perfect because you, listening, you want those key insights without wading through everything.
So let's get straight to it.
Okay, this central idea. Have traditional search engines actually peaked? The transcript kicks off with a pretty bold statement.
It does. It says, traditional search machines have had their peak, and the AI and the chats will be the dominant search interface. Pretty direct.
Yeah, no kidding. Sets the tone, doesn't it? What did you make of that opening?
Well, it grabs your attention, but then right away you see people disagreeing, or at least having different experiences.
Like how?
Some folks in the discussion were like, yeah, that rings true. They mention starting more of their searches with a chatbot now.
Instead of just typing keywords into Google.
Exactly. For like general information questions, they find a chat is maybe their first stop.
That's a big shift in behavior. But like you said, not everyone felt that way.
No. Others were quick to say, hang on. They still rely heavily on traditional search. It's nowhere near being replaced for them.
Especially for certain things, maybe?
Yeah, I think when it came to, say, booking travel or actually buying something online, that habit of using a familiar search engine was still really strong for some.
Okay, so there's a recognition that AI is gaining ground.
Definitely.
But the sheer scale and habit of using traditional search means it's not disappearing tomorrow.
Right. But there's also this kind of logical expectation running through the discussion.
Which is?
That as these AI tools get better, more reliable, easier, well, it seems likely people will gradually start more searches there.
So maybe not a sudden takeover, but a slow shift, a potential long-term trend.
That seems to be the underlying feeling, yeah. A gradual move towards AI becoming the main interface.
Okay, so we see that debate playing out. Now, the transcript also gave some really good practical examples of how professionals are actually using these tools.
Right, in their day-to-day work.
Especially in marketing. What kind of things are they doing?
Well, one thing that came up a few times was using chatbots to compare options before making a decision.
Comparing what? Like products?
Could be products, yeah. Or software, travel plans, you know, researching different choices. They find AI is pretty efficient for that initial research, weighing pros and cons.
That makes sense, like a quick research assistant.
Kind of, yeah. And related to that, people mentioned starting with chat for just general info searches, too.
Instead of clicking through pages of search results.
Exactly. Ask a question, get a more direct answer, or at least a summary to start with. It saves time.
And didn't they also mention using multiple AIs?
Yeah, that was interesting. Consulting, say, ChatGPT and Copilot and maybe others to get different angles.
Like cross-referencing, but with AI models.
Pretty much. But, and this is really important, the transcript also stressed the limitations, the need for verification.
Ah, right, because the AI isn't always accurate.
Exactly. It can give wrong answers, incomplete information, misunderstand the nuance sometimes.
Wasn't there that specific story about tax calculations?
Yeah, someone shared an anecdote where an AI apparently got tax stuff wrong, which, you know, really highlights the risk.
Definitely. So these tools are helpful, fast, convenient.
Huge advantages.
But they're not foolproof. You can't just blindly trust them.
Absolutely not. The professionals using them emphasize that. They're using AI to speed things up, but they're still applying critical thinking, checking the facts.
Maybe with even more awareness of potential errors than with traditional search?
Potentially, yeah, because the way the information is generated is different.
Okay, let's pivot a bit. The commercial side. Advertising.
Mm-hmm. The big money question.
Yeah. How does advertising work if we're all talking to chatbots? The transcript dug into this, right?
It did. It's a huge challenge for the current online ad model. If users get answers directly from AI, where do the ads go?
What are the search engines doing? Like Microsoft's with Copilot?
Well, Microsoft is integrating chat, obviously. And currently, they are showing ads with Copilot.
How? Like woven into the chat?
Not exactly. From the discussion, it sounds like ads usually appear separately, maybe in a sidebar or below the AI's answer.
But related to the search.
Yeah, contextually relevant. So if you ask about hiking boots, you might see ads for hiking boots nearby.
Okay, so it's more of a parallel display, not integrated into the AI's text.
Right, at least for now. And this is sparking a lot of talk about different ad models.
Beyond just paying per click.
Yeah, the standard CPC model might not fit as well. The discussion mentioned things like cost per sale.
So only paying if someone actually buys something.
Potentially. Or maybe CPM cost per 1,000 impressions, but for visibility within the AI's overview or summary.
Ah, so advertisers pay just to be mentioned or featured prominently in the AI's answer.
Could be. It might incentivize providing really good info to the AI, not just trying to get a click. Maybe better for the user in the long run.
Interesting. It sounds like it's all very much in the experimental phase, though.
Definitely. The transcript mentioned their testing formats, trying to figure out reporting, like tracking impressions and clicks within Copilot. It's early days.
And there was also that question about intent, wasn't there?
Yeah, a really good point raised was, will advertisers even want to be in purely informational searches as much?
Meaning, if I just ask the AI for a fact, like, what's the capital of France?
Right. Is there the same commercial value in showing an ad there compared to when someone searches cheap flights to Paris?
The intent is very different.
That makes sense.
Okay, so let's talk user experience. The transcript contrasted using AI for info versus, say, shopping.
Yes, that came through quite clearly from the participants' experiences.
What was the main difference?
For general info facts, understanding stuff, people seem increasingly okay starting with AI. It's quick.
But for buying things?
There's still a strong preference for traditional search, especially for online shopping.
Why is that?
Well, people want to see a list of stores, compare prices easily, check shipping costs, maybe use sites where they already have accounts.
Yeah, I get that. I do that too. Yeah. I want to see the options side by side. An AI giving me one recommendation isn't always enough.
Exactly. Though the transcript did mention the potential for AI to get better at this.
How so?
Through things like remembering your past purchases or preferences.
Oh, right.
And what they called agentic functions.
Agentic functions, what does that mean?
Basically, AI that can do things for you, act on your behalf.
Like?
Like reordering your usual groceries automatically or booking that flight based on your preferences without you having to click through everything, acting as your agent.
Wow, okay. That sounds very futuristic.
Yeah.
And potentially convenient.
Hugely convenient. Microsoft putting memory into Copilot is maybe a tiny first step, but these agent functions are seen as a bigger potential leap.
But we're not there yet. The transcript mentioned AI struggles with shopping searches sometimes.
Right. Currently, it can sometimes give irrelevant results or not find specific products well. The seamless buying experience isn't quite there in AI.
So traditional search still wins for shopping, for now at least.
For many people, yes. Trust, comparison, existing accounts, those are still big advantages for traditional search engines in e-commerce.
Okay. Another thing that came up was prompts. How you ask the AI.
Yes, a really crucial point.
It's not just typing a few keywords like we do in Google.
Apparently not. The discussion really emphasized that getting good results from AI depends heavily on how well you craft your prompt.
Meaning you need to be specific, give context.
Exactly. Knowing what to ask and how to ask it becomes a key skill. It's almost like a prompt engineering is a new kind of literacy.
Which is a learning curve, right? We've all spent years figuring out how to Google effectively.
Yeah, we have those ingrained habits, how to tweak keywords, scan results. With AI, it feels like we're still learning the best ways to talk to it.
It's a different skill set.
It is. More deliberate, maybe more thoughtful phrasing required compared to just banging in a few keywords.
Okay, let's talk about something critical that thread through the discussion. Trust.
Huge issue. Probably one of the biggest hurdles for AI search.
The transcript really stressed this need to be skeptical, didn't it?
Absolutely. Participants kept saying you have to evaluate AI responses critically. Cross-reference. Don't just accept what it tells you.
Especially for important stuff. That tax calculation error example again.
Right. It's a perfect practical warning. AI can sound confident even when it's wrong.
It makes you think about how we trust traditional search results. We kind of give weight to the top ones.
We do, maybe more than we should sometimes.
But at least you know it's a link to a website. You can judge the source, maybe.
Exactly. You can see if it's a reputable site or just some random blog. There's a path back to the source.
Whereas with AI,
it often synthesizes information. The sources aren't always clear, or they might be buried. It makes judging credibility harder.
So the AI response itself can feel authoritative, even if it's flawed.
That's the danger, that perceived authority without easy verification. It's a major trust issue to overcome.
And this ties into the idea of a generational difference, maybe.
Yeah, the transcript touched on that. Will younger generations growing up with AI trust it differently?
How so?
Well, the concern is they might see AI as the default source of truth. Less skeptical, maybe?
A bit like how social media feeds can become reality for some people.
Exactly that parallel. We already see younger people using social media for news, inspiration, even research.
Environments where fact-checking isn't always rigorous.
Right. So if AI becomes their primary information source, will they question it enough? It has big implications.
Especially for brands and advertisers trying to reach them, if they're not on Google.
Where do you reach them? How do you build trust? It might mean traditional SEO needs a major rethink.
Speaking of SEO, how do you optimize for AI? Did the transcript offer any clues?
It's clearly very early days. People are still figuring it out.
What were some initial thoughts?
Well, basic stuff like making sure your site is indexable by Bing, since they use a lot of AI.
Okay.
There was also some talk about maybe needing specific file formats like LMS text files to help the AI understand content better.
Structured data, essentially.
Kind of, yeah. But the overall feeling was that the old SEO playbook, it's probably going to change. A lot.
Because if people get answers directly in the AI chat,
then getting them to click through to your landing page becomes less important, maybe.
So the focus might shift.
Perhaps. The transcript suggested things like brand reputation, trust signals, social proof might become even more critical. The AI might favor trusted brands.
So less focus on keywords, more on overall credibility.
That could be part of the shift, yeah. Making sure the AI knows you're a reliable source.
Now, the transcript mentioned something beyond chatbots, AI agents. What's that about?
Ah, yeah. That was presented as potentially the next big thing, the next platform shift.
Bigger than chatbots. How?
Agents are envisioned as more autonomous. They don't just answer questions. They do things for you, proactively.
Like the earlier example of booking flights automatically.
Exactly. Managing your calendar, ordering things, handling tasks across different services without you needing to manually interact with each one.
The personal digital assistant that actually takes action.
That's the idea.
Mm.
But again, trust is paramount.
You'd have to give it access to everything. Personal data, payment info.
Precisely. Security and user confidence are massive hurdles. The discussion mentioned those all-in-one apps in places like China as maybe an early glimpse of this integrated agent-like future.
Sounds powerful, but also slightly scary.
There's definitely a balance to be struck there. Okay, so wrapping things up a bit, what about the future of Google itself? Will traditional search engines even exist way down the line?
What was the consensus in the transcript?
The feeling seemed to be that the need for finding information won't go away.
But the form might change.
Exactly. It's likely Google, Microsoft, the current players, will just keep integrating AI deeper and deeper into their main products.
So the line blurs between search engine and AI assistant.
Yeah. The name search engine might even fade, but the function helping us find stuff will remain, just maybe through a more conversational AI-powered interface.
An evolution, not extinction.
That seems the most probable path. It's a transformation of search.
Okay, one last crucial point from the transcript. The importance of foundational knowledge.
Yes. Even with powerful AI.
Why is that still so important?
Because understanding the basics of marketing, coding, whatever your field is, lets you use AI effectively.
How?
It helps you write better prompts. It helps you spot when the AI is wrong or missing something crucial. It lets you think strategically with the AI.
Right. You need the grounding to guide it and evaluate it. Wasn't there an anecdote about a professor?
Yeah, struggling to have deep conversations with students who only used AI summaries. They lacked the underlying understanding.
So AI handles the grunt work, maybe?
More and more, yes. Data processing, information gathering.
But humans need to focus on strategy, critical thinking, consultation.
Exactly. that foundational knowledge becomes even more valuable in steering the ship, even if AI is doing some of the rowing. Yeah. It's about augmenting intelligence, not replacing it.
Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive based on that vergatoringsdetails.txt file, it really highlights this tension, doesn't it?
It really does, between the convenience and power of AI.
And the familiarity, the sheer volume of traditional search, plus those big questions around trust.
Yeah, reliability is key. And it's not static. This is all happening right now.
We're seeing it evolve. New possibilities, but also big questions about ads, user behavior.
And just fundamentally how we know what's true in an AI world.
So for you listening, hopefully this gives you the deeper understanding you were looking for, pulling the key threads from that discussion.
And maybe something to think about as you go about your own day. How are your search habits changing?
Yeah, what's that balance for you right now between Google and, say, ChatGPT or Copilot?
And looking ahead, what would it take for you to fully trust AI for really important information or for letting it handle transactions for you?
Good questions. Ones we'll all be grappling with as this keeps unfolding.